Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
They say Thursday is the new Friday. If so, welcome to the weekend. It is home time on Absolute Radio. It's Richie here, Bush, on his holidays. GCSE results day today. Well done to the girls outperforming the boys again. Is anyone surprised? I remember what I was like at school. Well done to any picking up the GCSE results today. Hopefully what you were hoping for. A day I can remember very well. Going to get the results, sharing your good news with your mates, with your family, with your grandparents, hoping that maybe there was a fiver in it or something from your nan. Thing is, I think it would only be fair for all of us to have our day in the sunshine today. If you think about it, right, the A-level crowd had theirs last week. GCSE crowd having theirs today. What about the rest of us? If you've had some results or grades back recently, why shouldn't you be able to share them? Just passed a course at work, maybe. You're on your way to a promotion. Tell the world. Here on Home Time this evening, giving you the chance to be as proud as the GCSE kids are. What is the result that you are celebrating at the moment? Mark and Annick, this isn't the vibe, Mark. He says kids are back at school in 2 weeks. That's the result. Yes, it is. Whisper it quietly. But what are the grades and the results that you are proud of receiving? Shout loud, we'll let the nation know. Anne has got in touch. Eye test, 20/20 vision for a woman of my age. I'll take that. Anne doesn't make clear what her age is. However, well done, Anne. Simon says, my CAA aircraft maintenance category A licence was delivered this morning after 16 exams and many years' experience. Simon, those people waiting to go off on holiday at airports around the UK, very grateful for you. Well done, Jack, says Jack's wife. My husband has just been given a promotion today. We're on our way to Wales for our summer holiday. Well done, Jack. James, what have you passed?
My reach truck licence, refresher.
What is a reach truck licence?
I work in a warehouse, and a reach truck is you take pallets out of racking like up to 10 metres in the air.
How often do you have to refresh that?
Every 3 years.
You're going to celebrate tonight?
I celebrated last week. It was the last week I did it, but yeah.
Okay,
yes. Is that worth celebrating?
I think so. The older we get, let's just find anything to celebrate, James.
I know, yeah. My eyesight's working. That's the main thing.
Good on you, James. Take care.
All right, cheers.
Steve says, this is a stretch. In 1978, I got first prize in the Westfield Fate model aeroplane competition. I still have the certificate. It's never been fully celebrated. I made an F-86 Sabre and I was 7. Steve, well done. Sorry it's taken so long to be recognised. Another text here, 81215. Want to hear yours, please. I'm celebrating the result that I'm not pregnant. Well done. We are happy for you if you are also happy. Dan in Kent says, earlier this week, I passed a cholesterol test. Doctor said he'd never seen such scores before. Sounds rather Trump-like, that. Well done. AJ, I found a publisher wants to publish my debut novel. I am popping out to buy a drink. Fantastic. Well done, AJ. Beth in South Wales says, I once won the prestigious accolade of Personality of the Year at primary school. My mother was so proud she even had the medal engraved. Looking back, I now realise Personality of the Year was probably 1990s teacher speak for your child is absolutely exhausting, but technically we can't give a medal for that. Beth, I can't comment, but well done. Sarah's hanging on. What is it for you, Sarah?
Dentist appointment done, 44 years old, and still no fillings in my head.
Ever?
Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Not even the baby ones. But my sister, who is 38, has 10 teeth out to be fitted for dentures next week.
Sarah, I want to delicately say the second piece of information that you gave there wasn't necessarily needed to be shared, was it?
No. No, but she's my little sister, so I have to.
Well, look, we're delighted for you. That is great. 44, no fillings. Well done, you. And thoughts and prayers with your sister. And I'm sure you're giving her many, many sympathies.
Oh, yes. We are going to play Don't Show Keith Your Teeth. A lot.
And you got some nice soft ice cream for her as well, yeah?
No, I'm going to make her eat steak.
Sarah, take some straws round and be a nice big sister.
Never. Never, never, never.
Good to talk to you. Take care.
And you. Thank you.
Bye.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Do you remember on the show yesterday evening, I posed the question, has anybody used AI to sort out their evening meal? Because I was giving it a go. Hadn't been organised, hadn't done a supermarket shop, and thought I would feed into ChatGPT the contents of the cupboards, see if it could come up with a meal. Didn't just come up with one, it came up with a meal plan for the next 5 days. Had one last night. It was fantastic. This is a game changer. I'm sorry, Delia and Ainsley and the like, but this is game-changing. And then I've come in today, messages since last night's show, listening to the podcast on the Rayo app. Maybe you were driving and you got in and you thought, I do this as well. So many people are doing this. Once again, I'm behind the curve. What a surprise. Graham in Upminster says, Richie, mate, I asked Claude to create a recipe for a healthy tikka masala curry. Gave me a cream-free recipe that was honestly on a par with a restaurant curry. 6 ingredients, 30 minutes, it was delicious. Scarlett says, I followed AI to make a white sauce for mac and cheese. Turned out to be brilliant. Lots better than a TikTok recipe we were using. Kel surprise, Scarlett. If you've had any other successes yourself, now's the time. Aidan in Leicestershire says, I use Claude to help me with IKEA meatballs. Oh, this is next level. Making IKEA meatballs, ended up with 100 of them. I asked it for ways to use meatballs in recipes from around the world. It gave me recipes for Italian food, Thai food, North African, all sorts, all delicious, no waste. Oh, times are a-changing. So many messages coming in from people who are doing this already. Vicky says, I love cooking a full roast for the family, but always struggle to get the timing right. I asked AI to plan it for me, gave me a list of ingredients, how much of each item to buy, exactly how to cook it, along with timings to the minute. Best roast I've ever done. I know it's started to rain in places, but we don't need to talk about roasts just yet, do we? Still summer. Holly says, at the weekend, I asked AI to write me a recipe for a traditional Brazilian potato salad. Took it to a friend's barbecue, got so many compliments from my friend who is actually Brazilian. Not bad for someone who can't cook to save her life. I think that is Holly, not Holly's friend. But for every success, there is always a failure lurking. This cautionary tale from Susie, my husband is banned from AI menus after quote-unquote a truly awful chicken dish. He cooked it exactly as the recipe said, served it without even tasting it. Inedible. Never again.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Thursday evening, it is home time on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. This is Richie. Bush on holiday for the next week and a bit. But we are still opening up the show to you if you need help. Hometime at absoluteradio.co.uk. Every week, the chance to put a problem, a dilemma, something to the Hometime family. They will all answer and give you their verdict. Rob has emailed. This is an interesting one, because there's not necessarily a solution that Rob is after, like we have some weeks. It's more an opinion. Rob says, hello, I've used many barbers over the years. Ideally, like to stick with one, but that's not always possible. However, in all my years, I've only ever walked out twice, once seated down. And on both occasions, it's been for the same reason. I find it very sloppy when hair trimmings are still on the floor around me from the previous customer. I find it even more amazing when my polite reaction is questioned. The second occasion in my lifetime was yesterday, and I can't stop thinking about it. Am I wrong? Could you put up with it? Rob. That's it. I'd be interested to see what you think on this one. I think I'd prefer if stuff was swept up. I don't think I'd necessarily say something, let alone walk out. What do you reckon? Alex in Southampton says, the floor could be covered in hair for all I care, as long as it's not touching me. His text says, I'm a barber. I think I'd prefer Rob not to be in my shop. However, I'm a hairdresser of 20 years, and I've worked with barbers, and they are extremely lazy in the hair salon. We like to make sure we sweep up after each client. Barbers, I'm not so sure. They're lazier. There's no need to be leaving hair on the floor. It can be easily swept up. I never understood that there was a beef between hairdressers and barbers. Matt says, Richie, I would ask them to clean it first. If they couldn't be bothered to do that, then yes, I too would walk out. So far, I'd say it's pretty split. Rob, I'm not sure we've got an answer just yet. This text says, I feel with barbers, their appointments are shorter. They're back to about 15-minute appointments. With hairdressers, their appointments are 234 hours long, so they have time to clean up while they're going along. Meanwhile, Stuart says, bunch of tarts, what does it matter if hair's on the floor? Thank you. I've loved reading through these comments. Everyone's so different. Ross in Edinburgh says, I would much rather the barber did not sweep the hair after each customer. You'd end up waiting for ages. This text says, don't think Rob would walk out of a pub or a bar if there was drink spilt on the floor. It is what it is. I'm not sure that's got much to do with it, actually. I think what we can take away for this and pass on to Rob is variety is the spice of life. Some people got a problem with cuttings on the floor. Other people not got a problem in the slightest. Rob, I hope that answers things.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.